What's going on, guys? Welcome back to Stupid Politics. I'm your host, Jason, back at you with episode 13. Okay, today I want to talk a little bit about Trump. He got nominated for Nobel Peace Prize, and also some more troops got out, are leaving. Iraq, yeah, they're leaving Iraq. So, hey, a double win for the president today or this week. Start off with it. Headline, I'm going to go ahead and get in. Oh, yeah, before we even get started with today's episode, still working on that. make sure you go over to our Facebook page at Stupid Politics Podcast. We post memes. News articles, and when we post a new video all the time there, and also go to Instagram if Facebook's not your thing, or if you want to do both, go over to all one word Stupid Politics Podcast and give us a follow there. So now let's get into this. This article is from Fox News. Headline, Trump nominated for Nobel Peace Prize by Norwegian official citing Israel UAE peace deal. Just weeks after helping to broker peace between Israel and the United Arab Emirates, President Trump has been nominated for the 2021 Nobel Peace Prize. The nomination is submitted by Christian Tybring Jihidi. I don't know. It's a weird name. It's Tybring Jihidi. A member of the Norwegian Parliament. Lauded Trump for his efforts toward resolving protracted conflicts worldwide. For his merit, I think he has done more trying to create peace between nations than most other Peace Prize nominees. Exactly right. A four-term member of parliament, who also serves as the chairman of the Norwegian delegation to the NATO Parliamentary Assembly, told Fox News in an exclusive interview. Tybring, in his nomination letter to the Nobel Committee, said the Trump administration also played a key role in the establishment of relations between Israel and the UAE. That's right. As it is expected, other Middle Eastern countries will follow in the footsteps of the UAE. This agreement could be a game changer that would turn the Middle East into a region of cooperation and prosperity, he wrote. I feel like definitely one of those in the coming months, maybe not before election, but around 6 months after the election, that Israel and Palestine, one of the, you know, one of some of the biggest enemies, I think, towards each other. But I feel like they're going to sign a peace treaty around 6 months after election. Or no, in the new year is what I meant. So, like, what is that? June of next year, I think. Yeah, June of next year. Let's continue here. Also cited in the letter was the president's key role in facilitating contact between conflicting parties and creating new dynamics in other protracted conflicts, such as the Kashmir border dispute between India and Pakistan and the conflict between North and South Korea, as well as dealing with the nuclear capabilities in North Korea. Tybring further praised Trump for withdrawing a large number of troops from the Middle East. Indeed, Trump has broken a 39-year-old streak of American presidents either starting a war or bringing the United States into an international armed conflict. The last president to avoid doing so was Peace Prize Laureate. What the freak is that? It's L-A-U. Laureate. I don't know. That's weird. Jimmy Carter, he wrote. This is not Trump's first such nominations, as Tybring submitted one along with another Norwegian official in 2018 following the U.S. President's Singapore summit with Kim Jong-un. Japan's prime minister reportedly did the same. Trump did not win. Tybring, a member of the conservative-leading populist party in Norway, told Fox News that his latest nomination is not about trying to curry favor with the U.S. president. I'm not a big Trump supporter, he said. The committee should look at the facts and judge him on the facts. Exactly right. not on the way he behaves sometimes. The people who have received the Peace Prize in recent years have done much less than Donald Trump. For example, Barack Obama did nothing. Can I get an amen? Daggum, this guy knows more than freaking half of America. Man, this guy is on the money. If he ran for president around here, daggum, he'd probably win. He got more sense than Nancy Pelosi and all other retards. Sorry, I shouldn't say retards, but all other stupid, old Democrats, whatever you want to call them, and rhinos like Mitt Romney. I mean, come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. Old Joe Biden. You know, I haven't heard much about Joe Biden recently. I did know he's coming out of the basement, I think, more. And his his support keeps going down, which I don't really think it's going down. I think it's always been down, and they're just making it more accurate. I feel like Trump's in a pretty big lead. Of course, bigger what to say, but, you know, they'll never say Trump's ahead. And if they say he's ahead, it's not going to be much until he wins. It don't matter because I know he's going to win. You guys. I don't know why I won, but it don't matter because I know he's going to win. You guys know he's going to win. He knows he's going to win. Everybody knows he's going to win, so what does it matter? Let's continue. The 2009 Nobel Peace Prize was awarded to then-President Barack Obama for what the Nobel Committee called his extraordinary efforts to strengthen international diplomacy and cooperation between peoples. I don't know why he did that. What's so good about that? But oh well. That decision made just 9 months into Obama's first term was met with criticism in the U.S. Exactly, because, I mean, that don't make no sense. Like, what did he really do? I can't think of anything he did. Of course, I was 8 then, so it don't matter. But I really don't know what he did that was worthy. That decision made just 9... Oh, I didn't read that. Okay. Was met with criticism in the U.S., including from Donald Trump, then a private citizen. These names, man, are getting me. Poland's former president and a 1983 Nobel laureate. Also said at the time, it was too early to bestow the award on Obama, just 263 days after taking office. Too fast for the time being. Obama's just making proposals. But sometimes the Nobel Peace Committee awards the prize to encourage responsible action. Then it'd be a pointless prize to win. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're supposed to do something. That's actually peaceful. I mean, if it's just to encourage you to do something peaceful, that makes no sense. Like, why? I mean, geez, I need a Nobel Peace Prize then. You guys need a Nobel Peace Prize then. The Democrats need... No, they never deserve one. Let's continue here. Even Obama was taken aback, saying at the time he was surprised and humbled by the Nobel Committee's decision. To be honest, he said, I do not feel that I deserve to be in... I don't know why I yelled that for us. My bad, guys. I do not feel that I deserve to be in the company of so many of the transformative figures who have been honored by this prize, men and women who inspired me and inspired the entire world through their courageous pursuit of peace. Besides Obama, 3 other U.S. presidents have won the Nobel Peace Prize. President Theodore Roosevelt in 1906 for having negotiated peace in the Russo-Japanese War. President Woodrow Wilson. I don't know why I had a hard time saying that. I mean, I knew how to say it, but I don't know. Don't judge me, okay? I'm still better than Biden. I hear you laughing, judging me, saying, geez, he can't even say that name. I'm still better than Biden. I like kids sitting on my lap. And they used to reach down in the pool and run my legs, rub the hair on my legs to watch the hair come up again. I don't really have a good Joe Biden. Whatever you call it. I don't have a good... I'm working on it, okay? It's going to be huge. Huge. Okay, I don't know what I'm doing there, too. I used to be able to do a Trump impersonation fairly well, but I suck at it recently. I can do an Arnold Schwarzenegger one. Come on, let's go. What are you waiting for? Ain't bad. Okay, let's continue here. In 1920, for being the leading architect of the League of Nations, President Jimmy Carter in 2002, for his decades of untiring effort to find peace solutions to the international conflicts. The Nobel Peace Prize recipient is determined by a 5-person Nobel Committee, which is appointed by the Norwegian Parliament. The winner of the Peace Prize for 2021 will not be announced until October of next year. Okay, and that's it for that one. So, yeah, I honestly think he deserves one. I mean, I wouldn't see why not. Just like they said, you know, he's calmed the little balls of North Korea down. He's calmed Iran down. I mean, not really peacefully, but I mean, they're not making, as far as I know, they're not making threats towards us anymore, at least for the time being. And North Korea and South Korea, you know, they started getting along, and shoot, he freaking was the first president to ever walk across North Korea since the Korean War or something like that. So, I mean, dang, he's doing something right. Talking about peace, let's continue to Trump's promise back in 2016 of removing troops out of the Afghanistan-Iraq area. And we still see him doing that today. I mean, I kind of understand of him just kind of spreading it out and bringing them back, you know, keep bringing it, not just all at one time, you know, completely. Kind of make sure they're still ordering and bring them back, you know. But it says Trump administration to withdraw more troops from Iraq. So this is from the Hill. Yeah, my mouth is so dry, dang it. Hold up. I don't know why my mouth's so dry. The Trump administration's plans to announce further troop drawdowns in Iraq on Wednesday. A senior administration official told reports aboard Air Force One late Tuesday to expect an announcement Wednesday on further troop withdrawals from Iraq. The Trump administration is also expected to make an announcement on Afghanistan in the coming days, the official said. President Trump has campaigned on bringing back American service members from what he describes as endless wars abroad. That gum right on that one. Such a pointless war, too. News of the, I mean, it's not, I did, don't tell like that. It's not, it wasn't pointless, but it was kind of stupid because, I mean, I don't know. Words. You know the thing. You know. You know the thing that I'm trying to say. Now I sound like Bernie Sanders. Not really. We must tax the rich. I got rich by saying we need to tax the rich. That's gonna blah. That wasn't bad. That wasn't bad. I will give Ben Shapiro, he Shapiro, whatever his name is, blah blah. He gives a pretty good Bernie. No, somebody on that show. I don't know. I got so many guys now. I ain't no fancy reporter here. All right, let's continue here. Where was I at? Dang it. Oh, news of the pending announcements come not 2 months from the November presidential election. The top U.S. military commander in the Middle East said last month that the current 5,200 troops in Iraq and Syria would likely be reduced in future months, but he did not provide a specific number. The New York Times reported that troops could be reduced to about 3,500, which that's a pretty small amount. I mean, I see him eventually. He'll, over his next term, he'll probably eventually get them all out of there. By the way, talking about that, my election predictions will be coming around probably in October. It's because now is too soon. I guess it really ain't too soon, but I guess I could do one of these next episodes for maybe episode 20 or something, and then like when it gets closer to election day, do another one. I can't wait till the debates get started. Dang, I'm gonna cover those So good. I like to try to get no, I was gonna say like a live stream, but no, I ain't doing all that. But I will be covering those like the very next day or whatever, be talking about it and what I thought about it. You know me. Give my perspective here the most stupidly possible way I could. You know, I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but listen. I'm smarter than Joe Biden and the Democrats. That's all that matters. Let's continue here. The pending announcement comes on the heels of Trump's meeting with Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa Al Kadhimi. I don't know. I try my best, that's all. That's all I'm gonna do. One time or one take. I'm a one taker. Dang it. That's why these videos are so. Dang it, I said videos again. That's why these podcasts are so raw. I don't filter nothing. They're getting the real authentic Jason. Because that's what I believe in. Authenticity. Let's continue. In response to a question on tax on the U.S. interests in Iraq over the past 10 months, Trump at the time made clear he hoped he to completely withdraw American troops from the country, but did not provide a specific timeline. We have been taking our troops out of Iraq fairly rapidly, and we look forward to the day when we don't have to be there. And hopefully Iraq can live their own lives and they can defend themselves, which they've been doing long before we got involved, Trump told reporters. Amen. The Trump administration inked a deal with the Taliban in February aimed at helping bring to an end the near two-decade conflict in Afghanistan to allow U.S. forces to reduce their presence there. Talks between the Taliban and Afghan government, which was not a party to the February deal, are expected to begin this week. Oh, is that it? Well, that's kind of a weird place to end it, but. Okay. Well, that's it for today's video, I guess. Dang, that's kind of a brief thing, but yeah, so I mean he is one of the only presidents that I've seen, at least in my timeline, which was George Bush, Barack and Trump. That makes the third president in my lifetime. I ain't that old. But yeah. He's definitely keeping all his promises. I don't think there's one promise I can think of other than getting Mexico to pay for the border wall, which I mean that was common sense that wasn't going to happen. I like Trump, but I know some of the stuff he says like you got to be realistic with it. Like him saying he's going to win New York after his brother died, which is very sad for him. But. So I thought I clicked something. I'm not sure what I did, but yeah, he's doing good. He's doing all right, and I think the American people see that, and I think he'll get reelected in November. But that's it for today's video. Remember, go over to our Facebook page, like and follow us there, and go over to Instagram at Stupid Politics Podcast, and go follow us there. That's it for today's video. As always, be strong, be bold, and be heard. Dadgum.